This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
In a typical criminal court case, anywhere in the country, doesn't matter what county, what state, it always begins with a prosecutor standing up, a man or a woman, and making what's called the opening statement, not the opening argument, but the opening statement, saying, "This is the case we're presenting against," and they usually will point to the person and say, "Against this man, this woman, or these defendants," whatever the case may be. "And this is the case we're going to lay out for you. And here's what we're going to prove." They don't give arguments because they would have to present evidence, but they make a statement. "We're going to prove this, this, and this. We've got 5 witnesses we're going to call that can substantiate the fact that they saw this person at this place or that place. We have other forensic evidence we're going to bring out into this court case, and we're going to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that this person is guilty." And then the attorney for the defense gets up and makes his or her opening statement. You say, why are you talking about the court case to begin a series out of Luke? For this reason. Today, I'm going to begin this series from the Gospel of Luke by going all the way to the last chapter, chapter 24, and say, here are the conclusion statements made by Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. And everything we're going to point to in the Gospel of Luke comes out of what we're going to say in these concluding phrases that Jesus uses in the 24th chapter of Luke. So I'm beginning a series by looking at the last chapter as an introductory message. It's in Luke 24. Easy to find. It's the last chapter of the book. Matthew, Mark, Luke 24, beginning at verse 36. While they were still talking about this, Jesus appearing to his disciples for the last time, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your mind or minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they were still did not believe because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Why did he do that? Physicality. I'm alive. This is a real body, a corporal body in front of you. He took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Here's the most important verse, folks, that I want you to go home with, because some of you need this for a husband or wife or a son or daughter or a parent. Then Jesus opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached." This is what Jesus said would be talked about in churches. It's the least talked about today in our culture. "And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God.
Well, the first part of the first message from the Gospel of Luke will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.